Well, as America celebrates its birth of a nation, Native Americans in the region are marking an important part of their history. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the two-row wampum renewal campaign has taken to the waterways of New York State. Paddlers have begun a canoe trip that will take them to the United Nations as part of an education and advocacy strategy by the Haudenosaunee.
So in that sense, it established community.
Yes. Yes, a matter of fact.
Allison Smith of the group Neighbors of the Onondaga Nation explains what a wampum belt is to visitors of the two-row wampum festival at Onondaga Lake Park.
The biggest misconception about wampum is people think it's money and that it was traded as money, and it wasn't.
Smith says the two-row wampum reflects a very sacred part of the Haudenosaunee culture.
It was used to tell stories, it was used to write treaties, it was used to give messages, to store histories, births, deaths.
It also marked the first peace treaty between the Haudenosaunee and Dutch settlers 400 years ago. Organizers hope this campaign educates New Yorkers about the history of the Haudenosaunee. They also hope it's a springboard for advocating for issues close to Native American culture, such as cleaning up the environment. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.